I'm Coyote Jackson, Buddhist teacher, guide, and coach. I want to share with you a simple but powerful model of the self, especially for those of us navigating trauma, addiction, or the various afflictive mental states that require deep transformation of the mind. So picture the self as three concentric circles forming three layers. The outermost layer is the self we create. It's the version of us that we want to be seen as. Successful, strong, put together, happy. It's designed to be lovable and acceptable. But it's full of triggers, cracks, holes, and impenetrable defensive, offensive mechanisms because it's built from a fundamental confusion. This is where we act from our strategies, our reactions, our defenses, our masks, our habitual personality. It is built to cover over what is beneath because below there's the layer we don't want anyone to see. Here there be monsters. The monsters are the thoughts about ourselves that have been repeated so often, they become solidified into facts. I am ugly. I am a loser. I am worthless. I am stupid. I am blameworthy, shameworthy. I do not belong. I am not a good person, not truly, deeply, really. I am defective and broken. This monstrous land is not a pretty view of ourself, and so we escape by building the outer layer of self. Makes sense. Why would we want to subject our friends and loved ones, our work colleagues, to the disaster of a person that is who we believe we really are, the middle layer? We believe that these monsters are real, what they tell us is true. And we believe that they are more powerful than we can cope with. And so our survival depends on avoiding them at all costs. We fear that if we look inside, we will get swallowed up by our monsters. And so we run, we hide, we pretend. We drink, we take drugs, we smile, we control, we avoid, we manipulate anything to avoid going deeper into the land of monsters. And so, of course, we construct the outer layer to hide this. What we don't see, however, is that beyond all of this, at the very core, is what we really are. A radiant being of love, light, connection, intimacy, playfulness, and presence. This is our essence, our unique combination of energies, of ways of being. This being, this light is shining constantly. It is the true nature of our mind, as pointed to by the deep Buddhist and other wisdom teachings. And here's the thing, it is shining whether we know it or not. But from where we stand in the land of monsters, we don't see it. We don't know it. Our belief in monsters act as a barrier to us seeing the light of our true nature, and keeps us involved with avoiding them. And so from this not seeing, we avoid, we react, we pretend, we numb out, and keep building this outer shell. The fundamental process needed for transformation is seeing, noticing. It's a recognition problem, not an understanding problem. And recognition requires that we practice, not acquire information. Practice is the process by which we develop recognition. Understanding doesn't get us there. Recognition of our true self, that has always been there, but we haven't recognized it because we have only been involved with avoiding the monsters that only exist because we are avoiding them. This journey of transformation of our mind is described in Buddhist teachings with extraordinary precision. But You don't need in any way to be Buddhist to benefit from the deep technology of the mind that it describes. It's the journey directly into the land of monsters. It's the journey of turning towards rather than away from what we fear to be true about ourselves. Through meditation, we train in noticing, in recognizing. We turn towards instead of turning away. And turning towards something is exactly what's needed to see it. And in the seeing, we begin to recognize that the facts of our world, the beliefs about ourselves, our monsters, are only written on our glasses rather than fundamental facts of reality. By noticing the beliefs as being written on our glasses, we begin to create some perspective, a gap. We shift our relationship to the beliefs themselves. By noticing, they shift from being facts of reality to things that we can now see as beliefs. As we keep noticing, we begin to see them as just habitual ways of thinking. And as we keep on noticing, they shift to become ephemeral mental objects that arise, abide, and fall, surrounded by gaps. And as this transition occurs on this journey through the land of monsters, we begin to see through these gaps to the inner core, and we recognize the light of our own true nature of mind. We recognize our own self as the beautiful being of light, love, and clarifying wisdom we have always been. And to conclude, this is only helpful to the extent that it encourages practice. My ask is that you take whatever insight or rejection might have developed by listening to this and put it towards practice. Practice loving kindness for yourself and others, caring enough for yourself to take on this journey through the land of monsters to come into recognition of your true self. This is the Loving Kindness Wins podcast, where wisdom teachings meet real life. Get more at coyotejackson.com.